tyrants never throw you in prison for nothing. That would make it too obvious what they are. Instead, they invent a pretext. In the old Soviet Union, they wrote special laws just to give them excuses for locking people up. Russian novelist Alexander Solzhenitsyn was sentenced to 8 years in a labor camp for making derogatory comments about the Communist Party in a private letter to a friend. They called his letter anti-Soviet propaganda under Article 58, Paragraph 10 of the Criminal Code. Doesn't that sound better than we're hauling you off to prison for being critical? If you live in the United States of America, don't start feeling superior. Remember Mark Basile Youssef? He's the Egyptian-born Coptic Christian who was thrown in jail a year ago for making a video clip denigrating Muhammad. Barack Obama was frantic to blame the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, on someone else, to take the attention off his own incompetence, skullduggery, and malfeasance. So he blamed Youssef and his dumb little YouTube video. Another recently freed political prisoner is Tom DeLay, the former Republican House Majority Leader, who was forced to resign from the House of Representatives in 2005 after being indicted and eventually convicted for money laundering. Last week, an appeals court overturned that verdict, citing the complete lack of evidence. Everybody in the state of Texas knew the prosecution of Tom DeLay by Democrat Party hack Ronnie Earl was politically motivated baloney, but that didn't stop the legal process. You see what happened. They couldn't just grab DeLay for being a Republican, toss him in a cell, and throw away the key. That would be too obvious. Americans might open their eyes and compare Democrats to Soviet communists. So they invented convoluted legal charges and forced him out of office until he didn't matter anymore. Pretext to hide what they are. If you're curious about how often this happens, how often the U.S. judicial system is used as a tool for political oppression, there are two clues that give away the game. Number one, tyranny always comes from the left. Democrats, liberals, and their buddies. Republicans don't throw Democrats in jail for being Democrats. Most of the time, you can't put a Democrat behind bars even when they commit a real crime. Congressman William Jefferson, for example, was caught in an FBI sting taking bribes from foreign governments. The marked bills were found wrapped in bundles hidden in his freezer, and he still won two more elections. Nancy Pelosi wanted to put him on the Homeland Security Committee, for crying out loud. I guess she figured, who knows more about flaws in Homeland Security than a congressman who takes bribes? Or look at Democrat Charlie Rangel. As chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, he was in charge of writing our tax laws while cheating on his own taxes. Pretty hard to plead ignorance when you're the guy writing the doggone laws, but that's what he did. They gave him a slap on the wrist, no criminal prosecution, and he's still in Congress. Compare Rangel's treatment to what happened to Tom DeLay, or to what happened to Ted Stevens, the former senator from Alaska. They indicted Republican Senator Stevens and convicted him right before the 2010 election, which, unsurprisingly, caused him to lose. Then, right after the election, the judge threw out the conviction because prosecutors were caught lying, hiding exculpatory evidence, and making shit up. That's why we have Obamacare, folks. It passed by one vote, and the brand new Democrat senator from Alaska was that one vote. The second clue to look for is obstruction of justice charges. When the tyrants can't find any other reason to lock you up, they will claim you hindered their investigation. Scooter Libby, former Vice President Dick Cheney's aide, was sentenced to 30 months in prison for supposedly misleading statements in the Valerie Plame case. The special prosecutor in that case, Patrick Fitzgerald, is infamous for expensive, long-lasting witch hunts that go nowhere, bankrupt the defendant, result in no convictions for the underlying crime, but send someone to prison for obstructing justice. Conrad Black was another one of Fitzgerald's victims. Black was the first international media titan to risk publishing news from the conservative side of the political spectrum, and they made him pay for it, by golly. How dare he? His successor in conservative publishing, Rupert Murdoch, chairman and CEO of News Corporation, which owns Fox News, is currently under investigation by the FBI for, wait for it, obstruction of justice. The tyrants on the political left, like the tyrants of the old Soviet Union, are clamping down on individual liberty and using the government as their tool. We've spent the last 6 months hearing revelations about how the IRS has been hunting and harassing Barack Obama's conservative political opponents. Even liberal news sources like the New York Times and Washington Post were aghast and reporting the IRS story. They better watch out. If they're too honest, they could be next. Telling the truth might be considered anti-Obama propaganda or obstruction of justice. That's today's dose of common sense.